But I just want to use my text this morning just to point out a few points on this morning. But I've got a phrase that I've used a few years ago. And as I was before the Lord, I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to say? Because we're in an hour now where you don't have time for somebody to play with you or just preach anything. But you need a word from the Lord. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm listening to the news and the media, things are not getting better. Things are getting worse. We're living in some very evil times, and we need to be aware that Jesus is soon to come back. I know you've heard it so long growing up, but I'm telling you, the signs are all around us. Jesus is soon to come back, and so we need to get our house in order. We need to get ourselves together. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But can you go with me to Titus chapter 2? I'm going to start in verse 11. Titus chapter 2, I'm going to start at verse 11, and we'll read down to verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Titus chapter 2, verse 11, starting at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, that's the King James. Some of you saying, well, what does all that mean, Pastor Harris? Well, I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation, and that'll make it more clear for some of you. Living Translation reads like this. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. Verse 12, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasure. Somebody say turn. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Verse 13, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. Verse 14, he gave his life to free us from every kind of sin. Somebody say every kind of sin. To cleanse us and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. Somebody say amen for the word. Amen. I want to challenge you, like I said, from a thought that I used a few years ago. Look at somebody and say, I got to get myself together. See that already? Somebody already, you're smiling. You're like, God, he done read my email today. Come on, tell somebody else, I got to get myself together. Yeah, you didn't got to tell them your business. You ain't got to tell them what you're going through. But you know I'm talking to somebody right now. Some of you, you know you got it all together. You might want to go ahead and tip on out. But there are some people in here that are saying, you know what, Pastor, you speaking to me right now. I could get up right now and be, oh, yeah, I got to get myself together. I got to get myself together. You know, that's why we're here to celebrate Easter Sunday. That's why I had the cross put up here on this platform, so that we would understand and get a visual that if we are going to get ourselves together, it first starts with the cross. We've got to understand that we've got to come through Jesus if we are going to get it together. Somebody say, I got to get myself together. You know, some of you right now, you are going through some things. You are caught up in some stuff that you know you shouldn't be caught up in. You are doing some things that you know you should not be doing. And you know, I got to get myself together. I can't keep living my life like this. I've got to get myself together. You know, the cross lets us know that if Jesus got up, we can get up too. Because that same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is the same power that will pull you up out of whatever you are going through. So if you're going to get it together, it starts with the cross. Look at somebody and say, I got to get myself together. Yeah, I got to get myself together. You know, I've been down long enough. And if you gonna get up, it's gonna be because of him. But he's got the power to pull you up out of depression, out of failure, out of setback, out of abuse. My God, if you let him, he'll get you together. Yeah, point at yourself and say, I got to get it together. If you could do it, you would have done it by now. But the reality of it is, the reason why you're still in it is because you found out, even though you ain't told nobody, that you can't do it on your own. Yeah, all of your willpower will run out. You know, in fact, it did run out because you said, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to put him out because he ain't got no business being in my life. He's abusive. He's wrong. Oh, don't go nowhere right now. And everybody's telling you, baby, why you still with that? And you said, well, I'm through with it. Only 6 months later, you back in love again. You know, because you can't do it on your own. If you're going to get your deliverance, you've got to come through the cross. And I know you're a superwoman on your job, and I know you're the man in your office, but at the end of the day, you can't do this on your own. I got to get myself together. I'm in some things that I don't look good. You know, some of you young people, you're in some things right now that if your parents had any inkling of what you were doing, my God. And you know, there's some other folk in here. You on the verge of compromising. You know it ain't right, but you know, my flesh is calling me. You know, I'm feeling a certain way, and you know, I'm almost ready to jump the fence. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord said, I don't want you to go there. You got to get yourself together. You're dealing with all these insecurities and failures and setbacks. And I'm telling you, you've got to get yourself together. You can't keep taking those prescription drugs. Am I talking to somebody right now? You're taking something to go to sleep. You're taking something to wake up. You're taking something to keep you going all through the day. And you got a word from the Lord today that's saying to you, you got to get yourself together. I got to get myself together. Where am I going to go from here? How am I going to do it? You know, I want to change. See, here's the problem. You got people telling you in your life right now, you need to get yourself together. You need to stop that. And it's not that you're not hearing, because you tried it. You just don't know how. You don't believe you can get free. In fact, some of you have accepted where you are. But look at somebody and say, the devil is a liar. I don't have to accept that. God has sent a word to me. I got to get myself together, and I can't do it on my own. But thank God for the cross. Somebody say, thank God for the cross. Because the cross represents the sacrifice of Jesus. And when Jesus died, he died for all sin. He broke the power of every bondage, of every addiction, of every habit. Whatever's in your life that's not in agreement with the word, Jesus Christ has given us the victory over it. So you can walk in a place of victory. I got to get myself together. God doesn't want me walking this way. I was saying, Lord, what do you mean I got to get myself together? This is a... And God said there will be a lot of different people in the house today. And they got issues. They got problems. They got concerns. They got habits. Oh, you can't let faces fool you. Behind the suit and the tie many times... Oh, there's a problem. There's some issues going on. And God is saying, I'm here to help them get it together. See, the fallacy is, here's the fallacy, even though I'm using that phrase, the fallacy is this. You can't get yourself together on your own. You already know you can't do it. You can't do it. If you could, you would by now. See, everybody don't want to stay in the pit. Everybody don't want to stay in the gutter. Everybody don't want to keep doing those things. But if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost resident on the inside, you can't get yourself free. If we could walk in freedom, we wouldn't need the cross. Every time I said I won't go and drink no more before I got saved. 2 weeks later, the boys roll up on me and say, we going home. Come on, homie, we going partying. Willpower gave out. Guess what? Archie was drinking again. But when I got saved in 1983 and the same boys roll up on me now, oh no, I don't even have a desire. Liquor store don't bother me anymore. But before I got saved, there's an itch there. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And you know that, and when that itch, when you got that itch, every now and then you had to sneak on out and do your thing. Cause it was an itch. But I'm telling you, after I got saved, the itch left my life. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Some of you got an itch right now. And every time the itch, you got to scratch it. And you're not going to get delivered like that. You're going to get delivered because of Jesus Christ. Now, if you're going to get yourself together, it's got to come through Jesus. Now, when I look at the Bible, I see so many people who was able to get their lives together for one reason, because they came in contact with Jesus. See, when I used this phrase a few years ago, I used it out of St. John chapter 4. There was a woman at the well. She was a Samaritan woman. And she came to the well during noon. And the reason why she came during noon, because she was one of those women that nobody wanted to be around. Because she had some history. You know, I don't want his kiddies in here, so I ain't going to go into all the detail. But y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, kind of woman of the night. She been around, you know. She had a little history in her life. Some of the brothers just keep looking straight, brother. Don't let your wife see you, you know. But you know what I'm talking about. She had a little history in her life, you know. And so nobody wanted to be around her. Somebody say she had a bad life. Yeah. Somebody say she had some issues. So she comes to the well by herself. Now, you know she had some issues, because when she's talking to Jesus, Jesus says, go get your husband. She said, I ain't married. He says, you said right. He said, but you done had five husbands. Now, come on, somebody know, you got five husbands. There's some issues going on. Now, if you had five husbands, I'm not talking about you. I'm just simply saying there's some issues going on. And it's apparent she needed some help. So here's Jesus. He says, you've had five husbands. And then he says, the man you with now is not even your husband. Oh, he just read her email. And then she said, you must be a prophet. All I'm trying to say is she had major issues. When she came to the well, she had some issues in her life. She needed to get herself together. Now, that may not be your issue, but the reality of it is you've got a whole lot of baggage in your life right now that you need to get yourself together. But when this woman came to the well with all of this baggage, when she left the well, she left free. She came bound, but when she left Jesus, she left free. And all I'm trying to tell you is that if you haven't an encounter with Jesus, you may have come in here with a whole lot of issues and troubles and traumas going on in your life. But when you leave today, if you come in contact with Jesus, you will leave free. Somebody say free. Because some of you know, I want to get free. I want to get free. Here's this woman. She comes to the well and she's got these issues. She leaves free. All through the Bible, whenever people came in contact with Jesus, they came one way, but they left another way. Oh, some of you can talk about that right now. You got a testimony. You know, don't look all brand new. You know you got a testimony because you know with your suit and your tie on and all of your hats and your dresses and all like that. But you know you weren't always like that. If we read your email about 15 years ago, you weren't missionary. You were something else. But look at what God has done. All through the Bible, you can track. Whenever people came in contact with Jesus, their lives were changed. You know, I was reading in Mark chapter 5, and I was amazed. There was a man, and he was so messed up. His life was so messed up until they had to chain him. The Bible said that he had a legion of demons. If you look that up, legion, anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 demons on the inside of this man. Somebody said his life was jacked up. Yeah. Some of you, you got a lot of, some of us, our load is lighter, and some of us, we got a heavy load that we're carrying. And we came in here, you know, you came in here in desperation mode, that if God, if you don't do something today, I don't know if I'm gonna make it tomorrow. This man came in contact with Jesus with a legion of demons. Nobody could keep him in check. They tried to lock him down and he would break the chains. He was a cutter, so he was cutting himself. Because the devil will try to make you commit suicide because he'll tell you that you can't get out of it. But you're in the right place at the right time, hearing the right word. You are not hopeless. You got hope now because there's hope for all the living that comes to the cross. Somebody say, thank God for the cross. The man comes in contact with Jesus. And when he comes in contact with Jesus, Jesus has no problem casting out over 2,000 demons out of a man's life. And you think you got problems? What problem can't Jesus fix in your life? What problem can't Jesus restore or solve in your life? Whatever your problem is, whatever your issue is, I don't care what people say, because people say you're going to always be like that. You're crazy with your crazy self. You're never going to change. You can't let nobody tell you about that. About yourself, the Bible said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You may be acting crazy, but you ain't crazy. Come on, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And if God can deliver that man with 2,000 plus demons inside of him, you telling me he can't deliver you? I know you're crazy, but he can still deliver you. I know you're caught up in some stuff, but he can still deliver you. I know you're where you're not supposed to be right now, but he can still deliver you. I know you got some habits right now, but he can still deliver you. I know you're in a dark place right now. Who am I talking to? But he can still deliver you. So the man encounters Jesus. What does Jesus do? Jesus tells the demon, come out of the man. Immediately, every one of those demons came out of a man. You know it was about 2,000 demons because they said 2,000 swines went over the cliff. Every time somebody came in contact with Jesus, their lives were changed. That's why I'm telling you, you can't let anybody tell you that you can't get out of it. Yeah, it can be a different day today. The same God that saved me over 30-some years ago is the same God that will save you. Oh, you can. If any man be in Christ, you're a new creature. Don't ever think that you can't change. Yes, you can. All you need is a dose of Jesus. When Jesus was at the well with the woman, he says, you're going to drink this natural water. He said, but I got water that if you ever drink, you'll never get thirsty again. All he was saying is, I got some spiritual water. See, when you drink the water of Jesus, the water of life, that thing that you were thirsty for, you will never thirst for that again. Am I talking to anybody? Did God deliver anybody and you used to have a thirst for one thing, but all of a sudden after he delivered you, you don't have a thirst for that anymore? Yeah, come on somebody. Oh, can I get any help in the house today? Some of you that have been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, you know you used to have a thirst for one thing, but after you got a drink of Jesus, you never thirsted for that. Look at somebody and say, I'm free now. If you'd have saw me 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you wouldn't have recognized me. But I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm free now. I'm free now. Because I got a drink of Jesus. I got a drink of that living water. Runs into Jesus. And his life is forever changed. I'm taking my time a little bit because I want this to get in your spirit. You know, and I just kept walking through the word, and I was like, God, every time you come in contact, it's something about when Jesus comes in contact, preaches with somebody, your life has changed. It's impossible to remain the same. When Jesus came in contact with the man with the legion of demons, first thing the demon said, "What are you here to torment us? The devil knows who the boss man is. He wants to deceive you into thinking that he's your boss when he's not your boss. every time I read the word, I saw transformation, transformation. You know, Peter, y'all remember Peter? Apostle Peter, we call him now. But before he reached that pinnacle of success and greatness as a leader of the church, you know, Peter had some issues. He had some character issues. Some of you in here now, you got some character issues. You know, Peter had a problem with lying under pressure. He was okay until pressure hit him. Because, you know, Jesus was talking to Peter. He said, you know, I'm going to be going to the cross and, you know, you guys are going to forsake me. And here's Peter. Nope. I'll never do it. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be right there. Whatever. In fact, Jesus, I'm willing to go to the cross with you too. That's what he said. Because we say a lot of stuff when there's no pressure on. Some of y'all got some character issues, you know. But let the pressure come on and line just flows right on out of you. Oh yeah, I'll be there. Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there like 3 years ago. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Peter had character issues. Under pressure, Peter lied. And to make matters worse, not only did he lie, Peter cussed. Now I want everybody to keep looking straight because I know we ain't got no cussers in the house. But if the truth be told, we got some cussers up in here. Can I talk to somebody? See, that's why God said I got to get myself together. That's why the word, because God said, you know, if you're going to change your life, you got to come correct and you got to come real. And if you're going to get yourself together, see, fresh water and salt water can't come out of the same fountain. Now, if you ask me 30 years ago, did I cuss? Yep. But if you ask me now, have I cussed since? Nope. Did you ask me, was I able to do it on my own? Nope. But when I drank the living water, he took cussing out of me. He gave me another tongue, and it wasn't a tongue to cuss. It was a tongue to speak in tongues. Another language, a heavenly language. Had character issues. Had some cussing on the inside of him. Church getting quiet now. Oh, Lord. I wonder if the Lord just showed up right now and said, where all my cussers at? Some of y'all be raising your Lord, I didn't mean to, you know. I said a little something last night, Lord, but you know, please forgive me, God. I was, you know, I got a little upset, you know. I didn't, that ain't me for real, you know. I ain't trying to go like that, you know. But if we gonna get ourselves together, because the church has to become salt now. And when the world sees us, they need to see a distinct difference between the church and the world. Now, I understand the world because I used to be out there. I used to run with the best of them. But once I came into Christ now, running ain't in me no more. Come on, player, player. You know, chasing skirts ain't in me no more. Come on, player, player. I got to live for Christ. So my life is different. I don't walk that way anymore. Peter had character issues. If we're going to get ourselves together, it's going to take Christ to do it. But when Peter came in contact with Jesus after the day of Pentecost, you don't hear anything else about Peter denying Christ. You don't hear anything about Peter lying. You don't hear anything about Peter cussing anymore. All you hear about is Peter lifting up the glorious gospel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he was transformed. He was transformed. So whatever your issue is, God's got the ability to get you together. Mama can't do it and daddy can't do it, but God can by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the cross. Yeah, don't ever lose the understanding of the power of the cross. For when Jesus died on that old rugged cross, he died to give us power to live in victory. He died so that we can get victory over the can't help it. You know, because some of y'all, you know, your struggle is the can't help it. You know, we use stuff like, you know, ain't nobody really perfect. You know, all of us fall short. And we do have our moments and times, you know. I'm not going to dispute that. But when we keep falling short, I say maybe we need another dip, or we didn't really get a real dip. Because we shouldn't keep practicing there. Because the cross comes to liberate us and to give us the power to rise above that thing called sin. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. All through the Bible, whenever people came in contact with Jesus, their life was changed. You know, Apostle Paul, y'all know Apostle Paul. He wrote most of the New Testament. Credited with writing most of the New Testament. But before he was Paul, he was Saul. And you know Saul now. Saul was a bad boy. Yeah, some of y'all got some bad boys up in here, don't you? Saul was considered a persecutor of the church. Everywhere Saul went, Saul was looking for Christians to kill Christians. So he was radical about that. He was going into houses, bringing Christians out. He had Stephen martyred. Kill. But when Paul came in contact with the true and living God, Jesus, his life was changed. Because Paul was on the road to Damascus. Here he is. On his way to get some more Christians to bring them back to Jerusalem to kill them. We would call Paul a murderer. A murderer. But yet this man wrote most of the New Testament. You know what made his life change? It's because he came in contact with Jesus. He's on the road to Damascus. On his road, ready to do some business on a Friday night. Who am I talking to? You up to no good on a Friday night. And then all of a sudden, he runs in contact. He comes in contact with Jesus. His life is never the same. Jesus speaks from heaven with an audible voice. And say, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Paul gets a revelation that, man, what I've been doing has been against my Lord. And at that point, Paul gives his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. His life is forever changed. And Apostle Paul goes down as being one of the greatest men as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. All I'm trying to say, church, is, if you're going to get yourself together, you have to come through the cross. You have to come through the cross. Point one, if you're going to get your life together, it starts with accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I've made mention of that point. I was deliberate about that. That's why I'm slowing down, because I want you to hear this now. If you are going to make a change in your life, it starts with Jesus Christ. Every man or woman of God who's saved today that's in this house right now, you know that your life did not change until you accepted Jesus Christ. If you say otherwise, you're not telling the truth. Because we cannot live victorious over sin outside the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm so glad that he saved me. So number one, it starts with, I've got to accept him. Secondly, after I accept him, if I'm going to get my life together, I've got to be willing to turn away from every sinful thing. Now, here's the struggle for so many. It's hard to turn away from the very thing that you like. You know, if chocolate cake is not my thing, and you say, I don't want you to eat no chocolate cake, that ain't going to be no challenge for me. But if I like chocolate cake, and you tell me I can't have, some of y'all smiling right now. Like, Lord, Pastor, please don't tell me I can't have no chocolate cake. But if chocolate cake is your thing, and then you tell me I can't touch it, that's not always easy, is it? It is the thing that your flesh actually wants. That's why you need the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he gives you the power to say no to the very thing that you want, your flesh. But don't you understand? I'm here to tell you, your flesh can end up taking you to hell. Because it wants what it wants. But if you give it and you feed it, you're feeding it to the point that you end up eternally separated from the Master. You got to turn away from every sinful thing. The thing that may even you find pleasure in it, but you know it's wrong. You got to turn away from it. If I'm going to get myself together. Then if I want to stay where I'm at, then I'll have to turn away. But if I really want to get myself together, I've got to be willing to turn away from it. That if I may get some fulfillment in it. It may be pleasurable for the moment. And that's what you got to remember. It's pleasurable for the moment. You know, like when some of you were drinking and then, you know, it felt good for the moment. And then the hangover, you like, you got two apple saucers. You know, and you stay in the bed for 2 days because you're so messed up. That doesn't feel pleasurable, does it? But in the moment, you know, because we use that word, you know, you got to stay in the moment. Well, sometimes when you stay in the moment, the after effects can get you. You got to get yourself together. So I've got to be willing to turn away from everything, every sinful thing. And, you know, when you say, what do you mean sinful thing? Anything that does not agree with the word of the Lord. And you cannot gauge that standard by the world standard. Because whether you realize it or not, the world is calling wrong right and right wrong now. Oh yeah, I'm not even going to go down that lane, but I mean, there's a whole lot of things that's contradicting the word right now. And if you take your pulse by the world and the media, you're going to be on the wrong road. See, whatever we say, I want to say this. Whatever's going on and whatever changes are happening, this doesn't change. The B-I-B-L-E remains the same. Somebody say the word never changes. Righteousness is righteousness. Holiness is still holiness. What your grandma told you 20 years ago is still right today. Holiness is right. So we have to be willing to turn from the sinful thing. And you can't do that outside of Christ. And then the third thing, if we're going to get ourselves together, we got to be totally devoted to Christ. In other words, we have to live a life that's totally devoted to Christ. Totally devoted to Him. Now, that's an important point. You know why? Because if you ever been married or you are married, you want somebody that's going to stay devoted to you. You know, you don't want somebody to tip out on you, do you? You're going to be quiet on me now. Okay. But you want devotion. All of us want devotion. We want loyalty. We want faithfulness. We want commitment. The Lord wants the same. So if we're going to get ourselves together, we have to stay committed and devoted to Him. See, the reason why sometimes you see people, they walk with the Lord and then all of a sudden they back up is because of their devotion. See, you can't have a heart that's divided. You know, and I know they say in the word, you know, I'm with her, but I love her. Okay. Now y'all want real right? You want real right? Because you know, I rolled out there a little bit. You know, you say stuff like, you know, I'm with her, but you know, I love her. You had a divided heart. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And nobody likes that. And the Lord doesn't like that. He wants total commitment. In fact, the Lord said, I'm a jealous God. He says, I'm jealous. I won't have another God before me. So I need you to love me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your might. I want all of you, not a part of you. Now, if I ask the sister, do you want half of your man? And the sister said, oh, no, Pastor. Oh, no, I want all or none. Now, if you're saying anything otherwise, you come on up to the altar right now. Because I need to talk to you. Because you're settling and you don't have to settle home, girl. Come on, sister. God doesn't want a divided heart. He wants you to give your whole heart to Him. Total devotion. This is how you're going to get yourself together. Anything less than that is not going to happen. Spirit of the Lord is speaking right now. And some of you know right now, the word has been speaking to you. The Lord has been ministering to you. that you got to get yourself together. Somebody may have invited you. Maybe you saw it on the internet, or you got a card, or you said, you know what, I need to come to church. But the real reason why you're here is because the Holy Spirit wanted you here. He loved you so much until he wanted you to hear this word. He loved you so much until he changed the preacher, homiletic laws and everything. So just go with me. And I was like, Lord, well, you know, that ain't really the way you're supposed to do that, but just flow with me today. Got to get ourselves together. Years ago, my mother used to always say, son, it's going to rain. And I knew what she meant. You know, the story of Noah, when Noah was warning the people, it's going to rain one day, and everybody kept doing their own thing, and they didn't heed to it. But we know that it did rain one day. And only Noah and his sons and his daughter-in-laws and his wife went into the ark. 8 people out of all those people that was on the earth at that time. Because they didn't believe that it was going to rain. The preacher's saying it again, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. The signs are all around us. We fly in the sky, we fly and we travel through the airways, and you know, planes are falling out the sky. People are committing suicide. Pilots. Treachery all around us. Terror all around us. Does God want us to live in fear? No. But he wants us to get into a place of safety with him, where we're shielded and covered by him. And the only way that can happen is you have to have a relationship with him. I want everybody to stand right now.